Oh, come on. We can do better than that. We're talking about the one that woke us up this morning. Come on. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say praise the Lord. Come on. One more time. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, tell somebody next to you, I'm glad you came this morning. Okay, come on. Tell somebody else with a big smile on your face. Tell them, I'm glad you came this morning. And you can go ahead and take your seats. I thank God for allowing me to be here this morning, to be here with you. It's been an awesome weekend. I've been so privileged and blessed to be able to minister on Friday night, and then as well as yesterday morning, and then today. And I thank God for my salvation. Just being able to be here with you today is just another reminder of how good God is. Tell your neighbor, God is good. Thank Him for all that He's done, all that He's doing, and all that He's going to continue to do. We serve a faithful God, and you know, all we need to do is just give our best to being faithful to Him, even when we don't feel like it sometimes, even when it's a little tough sometimes. If we be faithful to God, He'll be faithful to us. Somebody who can relate, say amen. And this morning, I want to thank as well, of course, your pastors here, Pastor Danny, Sister Barbara, the team, all the ministers, Pastor Pat, all the gang team, everybody that's been awesome. Hosts to myself and just making me feel welcomed and feel like family. I've stopped by the church just once on the way to winter retreat, probably grabbing something to go, you know, work at the retreat in Glorieta. But this has been an awesome weekend, my first time actually here in Albuquerque or actually in any area really in New Mexico other than at a winter retreat. So I've been having an awesome time. I want to thank you as a church as well for all that you do here, all the leaders. I know it takes a lot more than just the few that I've gotten to know more this weekend to make everything happen. And, you know, even just right now, if you don't mind joining me, because I feel like giving your leaders a hand, giving your pastors a hand. Come on, the team, those that work behind the scenes. It takes a lot of hard work to have a great church like you have here. And I bring greetings from San Jose, from Pastor Sunny, Sister Julie. I know this is a church that's dear to their heart, as well as Pastor Charlie and Sister Pogi. They find themselves on the way to Israel right now, being able to go over there and take some time before we get ready for Mighty Men. I know all the men are excited here and in San Jose, looking forward to having an awesome time there and seeing what God has in store for us. And I also bring greetings from Northern California, from our churches, from the gang, everybody over there. What the awesome thing I love so much about our ministry is that we're family. You know, you have family in Northern California, not just in San Jose, and not just maybe those that you know, but literally all over the place, and those that knew that I was going to be coming out here this weekend wanted to also just, you know, send their love and send their greetings. And if you know anybody in those churches or in Northern California, just know that they said hello. It's too many for me to go through right now and name everybody, but I know that there's some friends here from over there, and they send their love and their greetings this morning. And I thank God for praying parents as well. I want to encourage any parents that are here. You know, I'm a product of the gang, but I wasn't really in it with the gang for a while, but my parents made me go to church, and I didn't get serious with the Lord until I was about a senior in high school. I saw all my friends who were older kind of move on in life, and I just didn't want to be a loser like them anymore. You know, I got to see, and no disrespect to them, but man, life wasn't really, you know, adding up to too much, you know, after high school for them. It was just kind of the same old, same old, and I thank God that my parents found a place like Victory Outreach to take me to. That even though I didn't want it at the time, you know, all those messages were doing something inside of me. And later on, it came out when I made that decision to really go ahead and give this whole thing a try. And I've been hooked on serving Jesus ever since. And He's been a great and awesome God. And I've been blessed to be able to travel the world through this ministry and just to be able to make my life count for something more. And I thank God for that. So any parents, man, keep bringing them. Make sure they're here on gang nights, you know. For me, I didn't have a choice. You know, I had to be there. And that's what really, really did it for me later on in the future. So I want to encourage you, keep bringing your kids. Make sure that they're plugged into the gang and they're at everything possible. Because those are the seeds that are planted. Like the Bible says, some plant, some water, but ultimately God brings the increase. And that's all in His timing. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to open up with me to John chapter 10. And I just want to read one verse. And even this weekend, I believe it's I didn't even plan it out so much like that, but even hearing the testimonies was reminding me of, okay, Friday night we were talking about the purpose that God's given us, and then even yesterday morning I spoke to the young man about how purity produces power in our life, And this morning, I want to focus on God's power. You know, I want to really drive home the power of God that's available to you and I. And when we look at the Bible, we look at the example that we have in Jesus. You know, he was a man full of power, full of authority. He commanded the seas. He commanded the winds. But ultimately, it was a certain characteristic and a certain trait that Jesus had that was like none other. And that was because he lived a life to serve. He lived a life for people. And I believe that all of us here, we have the opportunity, if we don't already, that this morning we can have Jesus living on the inside of us. So what that means for us this morning is that we have that same power and we have access to that same anointing that Jesus had and that we've seen throughout the scriptures and throughout his time here on earth. We have access to that same power. And if there's a scripture that I just want to read, just to reference before we go into a few things on finding God's power and really not just finding it, but where does it flow from? Sometimes we can find it in a moment, but then we have trouble keeping God's power flowing through our life. Or at least I do sometimes, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's down, sometimes it's up, sometimes it's low. But God's power stays the same. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that means that when things change and we don't feel and we're not sure, and that means something probably inside of us is changing. And we need Jesus in our life more than ever before so we can have that power constantly flowing. But I want to read a scripture in John chapter 10, and let's look at verse 18. And this here is just Jesus is sharing with them, but he's sharing about himself. And really, this is ultimately who we're supposed to be like. And in verse 18, the Bible reads, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power." Tell the person next to you, you have power. The Bible says, "I have power to lay it down and have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." I'm going to ask you to pray with me one more time if you could bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I just thank you this morning for your presence, Lord, that is already in this place. Lord, we pray that you would move like only you can within our hearts, within our minds, Lord, that there would be a transformation that takes place. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would have liberty to move throughout this place as you desire. And Lord, that you would anoint your message and your messenger, that your word would come forth with power and clarity, and that you would do your work in our lives this morning so we can not only receive, but we can keep your power flowing in our lives. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We're careful to give you all the honor and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. So just this scripture, I just love the power that Jesus referenced. It might seem casual if you go on later on to read this portion of scripture, and it might seem like something that he's just stating that we might know very well, that Jesus was God on earth. He was 100% of God, but he was 100% man. But he had a power like no other. And the thing that we can relate from and we can have for ourselves when it comes to this same type of power is that ultimately it's up to us on what we lay our life down for and what we take it back for. This is something that I believe nowadays we don't remember enough. And I'm just speaking from my own experience that sometimes when life hits us and life comes our way and there's, say, the power of the enemy, which is also real, but not greater than God's, when it comes and it hits us, sometimes we can tend to forget some foundational principles about the power of God and how it's unchanging. How the power of God has been in existence before time began. How the power of God was there when we didn't even know it was there before we got saved and we got delivered and we didn't want to get high no more and we didn't want to drink no more or we didn't do this and do that no more. The power of God was always there. But because God's a gentleman and he gives us a free will, it's up to us on what we lay our life down for and what we want to take it back from. So when we find ourselves sometimes in a place where we feel like something is controlling us, my friend, I want to let you know that we have the power within ourselves when we have Jesus inside of us not to allow that power to cause us to lay our life down. And what am I talking about when we do lay it down for the wrong reasons? We're all human beings. We all have thoughts sometimes. We all sometimes want to find another purpose in life. Sometimes thoughts come up of doing something else, of is this really for me? Like you heard the sister testifying of doubting, why am I here? We're all human. We all face those things. But it's up to me and you truly when we have Jesus and we have the knowledge of him and knowing that he lives inside of us of what we lay our life down for. That power is unchanging for us to be able to say, okay, if you're living inside of me, it's up to me if I want to give my life back to the world. If I want to give my life back to these thoughts. If I want to give my life back to this depression, back to these thoughts of suicide, back to this thought of leaving, back to this thought of the world, back to this thought of satisfying and gratifying my flesh, it's up to me. Or I could take it back because, Jesus, you give me the strength to take it back and be in control of my destiny and be in control. And I'm not saying we don't need God. I'm saying that we have the power to understand that God wants His power to flow through us, so we have that choice to make. And it takes us as His people, as His sons, as His daughters, to understand that He wants us to make that choice. How would He send His only begotten Son to earth to make a choice and not expect us to make choices? It's not because of somebody. It's not because of something. It's not because of this or that or childhood or upbringing. Yes, those things affect our life. Yes, those are things we have to overcome. But we need the mindset, like my sister was sharing, that I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer because I have the power of God living inside of me. So it's not dependent upon what's happened to me. It's dependent upon what I want to happen in life. That's the type of power that we have access to. But I love how even Jesus Himself says at the end of verse 18, "This command I have received from my Father." We can never forget where it comes from. And when it comes to finding the power of God and letting it flow consistently and constantly from our life, we could look at the life of Jesus and we could see and understand that God's power is truly found and flows from prayer. That Jesus Himself, as much as He was God Himself, always prayed. You could look at Luke chapter 5. Verse 16, and the Bible says, "So He Himself," talking about Jesus, "often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." This is just one part, but many times Jesus would withdraw and He would go pray. He would separate Himself from the crowd. He would separate from His family, from His friends, from whoever it was, and He would go and He would pray. He would separate and He would make sure that He connected with the source of where that power comes from. In verse 18 in John chapter 10, He references the power that God has given Him. And this morning, we have to understand that God gives us that same power. That power is available to you and I. That's why we have Jesus living in us. It's active. It's alive. It's a power that's not something that only if we really have done this and done that and we amount to this and we meet this standard and we've been. No. We just have to understand that it comes from God. And if we want the right choice and we want the right thing, then God will always display His power. You look at the life of Jesus, and I don't have time to give a whole Bible lesson and do a bunch of theology, but you could look through the timeline of Jesus's life, and there's one thing that stands true above all else, is that Jesus Christ had power over anything that came His way. Jesus Christ had power over things that were in other people, things that were in His own household, things that were in with His disciples, things that were coming against Him in His own life. Yes, Jesus Himself faced challenges. You look at His prayer before He gets betrayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And why would Jesus need to pray? Because He was struggling with the thought of having to go and die on the cross. Now, He knew what He came for. He knew that was His purpose. But even Jesus said, "Lord, if it's possible, take this cup from me." Even Jesus Himself needed the power of God. So how much more you and I this morning? How much more should we have a prayer life that understands that the only source of real power comes from God and God alone? Now, not only is it found through prayer, but it's also found through our praise. There's something special about a man and a woman who knows how to praise God through the struggle. There's just something different about somebody who knows how to praise God when life isn't so great. There's just something special. And there's a certain spirit with somebody who says, "Okay, it might not look how I want it to look just yet, but I'm thanking God like it already is. I'm praising God like it's already done, because I know that His word can't come back void. I know that His promises are true. I know that His power is real." All we got to do sometimes is remember what God brought us into in the ministry of Victory Outreach and look at how His power has been on full display like no other since 1967. God's been showing His power off through our elders, through our founders, through our leaders, through your pastors. For over 50 years in our ministry, the power of God has not stopped working. My friend, I want to encourage somebody here this morning that no matter what you're facing in life, all you got to do is praise God through it all, because His power never fails. His power never leaves. His power never changes. And we are a part of a ministry that knows that better than anyone else. Who else goes into the darkest places of cities and reaches a drug addict? Who else goes into their city and does a citywide event to reach prostitutes, to reach the lost and the hurting, to reach those who have no hope? The ones that go and do that are the ones that understand God's power. Why does our ministry do so much? Why are we all over the world? Why are we so successful? Why are we all over the world doing what nobody else is doing? Not to make it sound so simple, but I believe it's simply because of God's power through our lives. God is always looking to display His power through somebody's life. It doesn't matter who we are. This goes beyond age. This goes beyond ethnicity. This goes beyond background. This goes beyond anything else that we could imagine or that we allow sometimes to put limits on us or that we allow to try and stop us from thinking we could do things. No. God just looks for somebody who says, okay, I know where the power comes from. I know that if I pray, then God fills me up. I know that there's an open channel now and there's an access to His power when I accept Jesus into my life and I receive that living power within inside of me, and that no matter what takes place, I know that God's power is unchanging and He desires to use it. All you got to do is look around this room. Look at somebody next to you. Look at the examples we have, even the ones that you already saw up here this morning that look so well polished. Pastor Pat looks so nice and so cleaned up here, but it was the power of God that got him to that place. All you got to do is look at the examples that you have in this front row of your ministers. All you got to do is look at the men's home, look at our women's homes, look at our church, look at our own life, and you know that the power of God is real. Some of us know the power of drugs. Some of us knew the power of the streets. Some of us knew the power of violence and all these other addictions, but now we know the power of God. And I want to let you know that Albuquerque wants, God wants to display His power through your life. This city needs the power of God. Cities all over the world need the power of God like never before. We don't need world power. We don't need political power. We just need the power of God that delivers a drug addict. The power of God that saves a gang member. The power of God that restores families. The power of God that saves lives. We need God's power. There's too many suicides in high school, in junior high. Why? Because they don't have the power of God to overcome mental struggles. We need leaders. We need men and women of God who have mental strength and stability because of the power of God in their life. If we don't rely on the power of God, then we're just relying on our own. And our power, where is it taking us? Where did our power lead us? Even if you're somebody on the streets, that power just made you a nobody in somewhere that mattered. Power on our own leads us nowhere. But power of God could take us anywhere. You're looking at a young man, I never thought outside of San Jose. And now I've been to, I can't even remember how many countries all over the world. Simply because of God's power, His power to save my parents, His power to touch my life, His power that I got to see in examples, and I said, man, there's got to be something to this. If you're a young person here, don't waste your time looking for power somewhere else. What I'm saying isn't a suggestion. I'm not saying, okay, hey, this might work for you. Hey, if you stick it out in the home, maybe you'll get some power. No, it will. It does. It's been. Thank God we have something to be a part of that works, that's successful. We've been restoring families through our ministry for over 50 years. We've been watching drug addicts be delivered with no medication, sobered up instantly. I've been on the streets, and I've literally been in the midst of drunk and high young people. And the moment we begin to pray and we begin to lay hands on them, they will stop, and all of a sudden their eyes clear up. I've seen it myself, the power of God on full display. Oh, I want to encourage somebody here this morning. If you haven't seen the power of God like that, you need to go on the streets. Whatever announcement that was, to go out and meet somewhere on the streets, just be a witness, pray for your neighbors, pray for somebody at work. There is nothing like seeing the power of God flow through your life, flow through somebody else, and begin to touch somebody's life who needs it. There is nothing like the power of God. Somebody say amen. Sometimes we just have to remember the power of God that saved our own life. Remember the power that it took for us to stop doing what we were doing. But now it's not enough to just know that. It's not enough just to enjoy that. It's not enough just to appreciate the power of God. No, 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 no. Now God wants to unleash that through our life. Now God wants to use us to be a powerhouse wherever we go. God wants to use our lives. My God, you just turn on the news and you see how people need Jesus. You just look at our world today and you see the need that's all over the place. Look, some of us are going to be here and God needs you and I wherever we go. Whether you stay here or you go somewhere to display His power. People don't need just another good person. They don't need just another good friend. I tell our team in San Jose that all the time, look, if we're going to help people, they don't need just a good friend. They don't need somebody that they can just talk to. They need somebody who can help them change. They need somebody who can help do something, that can help change some things. And what does that come? It comes from the power of God. Don't think it's us. Look, as great as you are, you're not the one that's going to change their life. All right, no disrespect. You're a great person. Maybe you have this, maybe you have that together. Probably know more than I do about Scripture and all these things. But all Jesus needs is somebody who has Him living inside of them. And that's why our ministry is so successful. That's why no matter who is here this morning, this message is for you. That God wants to use you and He wants you to find His power. Of course, first through prayer, then through His praise. But ultimately, we have to remember that it's for His people. If you look at any time where the power of God flowed through the life of Jesus, flowed through the disciples, flowed through leaders, it was always when it mattered for somebody else. And this is the danger of the church today. Why some churches and other ministries that maybe don't display His power on the streets like we do are even shrinking. And I'm not trying to talk bad about any other ministries. This is just statistics. You could read on this stuff. That churches, it's becoming less and less popular, I guess you could say, because that's how others view it, to even go to church. That's scary, because then that means that there's no power greater than what they feel at home when they're in church. And here this morning, I hope nobody came thinking like, okay, I'm just going to be here instead of at home this morning. No, 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 we come to experience the power of God. But why our ministry is so successful and why there's so much happening all the time throughout the world, why your pastors are able to be in Denver, why Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie were just in Panama, and then they're going to be in Europe, and all. Why? Because there's a need for the power of God to help change lives. And our ministry has been called to that. Every single one of us, if you're here this morning, it's because God has called you and ordained you to be someone that can display His power. But today, a lot of churches, a lot of people, a lot of Christians just want to use that power for themselves. Okay, God, whoa, I'll pray all day. Oh, yeah, I love prayer, but it's just a big old checklist of what we need. And we're just giving God, okay, God, you haven't done this yet. You haven't done that yet. Where's your power in this area? But it's all just for me. Me, 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 me. That's not the life that we see Jesus live. Even before, like I mentioned, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is about to go to the cross. He knows what's coming. There's a display of power there to overcome that struggle, to overcome those thoughts, to overcome maybe even a hint of for self. Because He remembered what? That it was for everyone else. That it wasn't about Him, but it was for those that didn't know God yet. And us this morning, we can't fall into the trap of our world today of just becoming that selfie generation where it's just all about self. Everything's inward. Everything's what benefits our life. Even in John chapter 17, you could look at it later, Jesus prays. And yes, He prays for Himself, but He prays for strength in such a way because He knows what's coming. And then He begins to pray for His disciples. Then He begins to pray for all the believers. Jesus was always focused on everyone else. Why would we see so much power through His life? Why do we see such displays of miracles and signs and wonders? What some of us here know God has anointed us to do. What some of us here are already feeling stirring up inside of, man, God's called me to be used by Him, to help people, to heal the sick, to open blind eyes, to cause the mute to speak, the deaf to hear. I can feel the anointing of God when I pray and when I'm in His presence. And why? Because He wants that same power to be displayed today. But it takes you and I, which is more of a challenge now probably than ever before, to not focus just on ourselves. To remember that God's power ultimately, yes, through prayer and yes, through His praise, but ultimately it's for His people. God's power is meant to set people free. The Bible even says that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I live and stand on that scripture every day. Because every moment that I get a thought of, okay, I need this, I want that, and man, I could really use this right now, and I could do that, man, if God only did this for me, and God only, okay, if I really want that, what am I praying for somebody else? And I believe this morning that some of us are going to begin to experience that refreshing of the Lord. The moment that we make that shift in our heart and that shift in our mind that it's not just for me. Yes, God's power was here to save us. Yes, God's power is here to deliver us and to change us and to transform us, to renew us, to restore us. But ultimately, it's so that way we could help somebody else experience the same. You look at an example of what praising can do and how it's so important for somebody else. I like to look at Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 31. I'll go ahead and read it. This is about Paul and Silas. And at midnight they prayed and sang praises unto God. And prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, thinking that the prisoners had left. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and went in and came trembling and fell down before them and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and your whole house." It all started, so much happened here, but it all started with Paul and Silas praying and singing praises. Now, we really got to take in this scripture. Because it was a time and a place that nobody would want to be in. That they were shackled, they were bound, they were locked up. But yet, what's on their heart, what's on their mind is to pray. Because they realize, okay, I might be bound in this moment. I might be restricted. I might feel confined. I might feel like things outside of my control are keeping me in this place right now. But I know that there's power when I pray. That the power that I don't have to break loose from these chains, and I dare say this morning that there's somebody here that you've been wanting to break loose from some chains that the world's been putting on you. They acknowledge the power of God and they begin to pray and then they begin to sing praises. Now when they sing praises, I can't imagine it being a sorrowful, depressing song. I imagine it being something that exalts God, that acknowledges how good He is, that filled their heart with some joy, that even in the midst of that trial, in that moment, in that dark and hidden place, that situation that they felt like they couldn't control, that even in that, there was some type of joy, there was some type of rejoicing that came out of just praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know if anybody's ever been there before, but there's something different that takes place. Instead of just staying stuck in a rut, instead of just staying filled with sorrow, instead of just letting the tears flow, but they're only because of sorrow and pain and not joy. There's something special about when in those moments you begin to praise the Lord, you begin to fill yourself with some joy, you begin to strengthen yourself in Him, and all of a sudden you begin to shift your mindset, and all of a sudden you say, you know what, things could be worse. I could be back getting high right now. I could be back on the streets right now. I could be back wondering what my purpose is. But I thank God that He gave me a purpose, and if He's allowing me to be in this place, then there's got to be something to it. There's got to be something more. No matter what we face in life, God is always at work. Like the song that we sing, even when you don't see it, He's working. Even when you don't feel it, even when you don't even really believe it, and it takes a lot of extra faith, God is always working on your behalf. They started praising, and look what happens. Not only were their bands loose, not only were they free, but everyone else became free. And then the one that needed it the most, that was being used to hold them captive, he was about to take his own life, and then Jesus came and saved him too. My friend, God is always at work, but don't forget for one moment that it's not just for your life. It's not just for your family. It's not just for everything that's going on in your little world. No, it's for somebody else that you don't know. When you begin to praise the Lord, it breaks loose things in heaven, and it breaks things loose here on earth. And all of a sudden, people that didn't know God come to know Him. What a powerful display of prayer and praise, unleashing God's power. Where all of a sudden there's an earthquake and the foundations are shook. Sometimes we need that in our life, as scary as that is. We need God to shake things up sometimes and rock our foundation. You might be here this morning feeling like your foundations are getting rocked. God's about to unleash something through your life. Look, if this is happening in your life right now and things feel a little unsure, you feel a little rocky, things are shaking around a little bit. Okay, I don't understand what's happening. Why am I in this place? Why do I feel like this? Am I the only one? Is this what God has for my life? Just keep on singing. Just keep on praising. Just keep on praying to God and know that His power is coming your way. Know that His power is going to be unleashed. And not only are you going to be free, my friend, but He's going to free your family. I know that there's some family members here that belong in church. There's some of you here that have been praying for some time. Just keep on praising like they're saved. Just keep on praising like they're delivered from drugs. Just keep on praising. And just like the jailer, they're going to come to know God. They're going to come to praise Him, and they're going to accept Him into their life. Look, God's power can't be stopped. God's power is no match for anybody. All we got to do is just let it be unleashed through our life. We got to find it in those moments and just begin to pray. Begin to praise. That's why it's so awesome when we gather here in church that we're able to just lift our hands. We're able to just jump and shout. Don't you thank God we're not a little quiet ministry that you just have to stay, oh, okay, don't move, don't make a sound. No, because we know that there's power through our praise. There's some here this morning that God wants to challenge us in that area of praise. That, hey, don't let those feelings, don't let those emotions keep you from praising Him. Don't let the power of whatever situation at home, don't let those bills, don't let those finances, don't let your bank account, don't let whatever else is going on outside stop you from praising Him. Because all that is stopping the power of God from flowing through your life. I can only imagine the joy that Paul and Silas felt when not only did they see the bands on their own hands loose and see that, man, we're free. God saved us from the situation. But then so much more to say, man, but look at the one that He brought to us. Look at the one that needed Jesus. Look at that one that would have killed himself if it wasn't for the power of God. Like, I don't know who it is in your life personally, but there's somebody that needs a touch from the power of God. There's somebody that needs to be saved in your workplace. There's somebody that needs to be saved in your school, in your family, wherever you go. Some of you might know who that is right now. Let God fill you up with His power. And then when we pray and we praise, let it be unleashed through our life. You know, there's so many examples. I want to read one more. Of when we focus, remember, ultimately God's power is designed to free His people. From beginning to end, we could see so many times where God's power would be on display like never seen before. But it was always to free His people. He wouldn't do it for the one just by themselves that didn't want to do anything for God. No. He was looking for the one that wanted to be used by God. That one that said, okay, I want to make my life count for something more. I know God could use anything and anybody. Come on, God used a donkey to speak in the Bible. He could use any one of us. Anytime I feel like, man, how could God use me? I just remember that story. God could use a donkey, he could use me. I'm nobody special because I'm up here. I'm just like anybody else. I just make that choice not to lay my life down for the world no more. I say, okay, Jesus, if I'm accepting you into my life, then I have the power not to lay it down for that. I want to lay it down for you. That means I have the power to take it back from whatever I used to lay it down for, whatever I'm struggling with. I have the power to take and I'm giving it to you. And then that power is displayed. Then that power flows. Think about the people that we could reach. Think about the people that need Jesus. Think about the many. Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. Who are the many in your life? Even if they're not specific names and you can see faces right now, there is many in this city. There is many in this state. There is many in this country. There is many all over the world. And God's looking this morning at who wants to be an agent of power. And now sometimes if you're like myself, I could begin to feel like, man, well, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if, you know, I see our pastors, I see our elders, I see our founders, and I'm like, man, that's like a whole nother level. I don't know if I'm really capable of something like that. No, it's just understanding that if I just learn how to pray like Jesus and really just connect with the Father, knowing that, okay, the power comes from him. So I need to constantly be praying, letting God do his work, letting him fill me up, casting my cares upon him. And then I just need to praise him. No matter what. There's more examples, but even the one of Paul and Silas. If we find ourselves in a situation where we feel like we're chained, we feel like we're bound, we feel like we're stuck, we feel like there's no hope, we feel like there's something that all we got to do is praise him. But now take that and think, okay, if we could experience that and we could be freed and our bands could be loose, and even some of us here this morning, I know God has been good and his power has been on display in your life. But now think about the other that was locked up like we were. Think about the others still out there that are struggling far worse than we are. See, this world today would like us to make us feel sorry for ourselves all the time and feel like we have it so horrible and we should have it better and we should this and we should that. We don't deserve nothing. It's just by the grace of God we have what we have. That's why tithes and offering, no problem. United we can, no problem. There's somebody else in need. But you want to see who God blesses, and you want to see how he favors and how he uses those in the Bible and even in our day today and through our ministry. It's those that want to use his power for somebody else. The greatest displays of power we could see in the life of Jesus, who we're striving to be like, who we're going after every day. But what did Jesus ultimately do? He died for many. He died for me and you. He died for somebody else. And that's our challenge here today, is to be men and women of God that don't just want God's power, but we want his power for somebody else. Where we want to be like the apostles, we want to be like the disciples, that when we don't feel like we have much, we have God's power. When we might feel like, oh, well, I'm not like that, and I'm not like this, and I can't do that, and well, if I only had this, and well, if God would just do that, and no. If you have Jesus Christ inside of your life, then you have access to that same power. That's all that we need. In Acts 3:2, the Bible talks about a lame man at the gate called Beautiful. And I love how Peter with John said, look at us. He got his attention. And what does he tell him? It's a popular scripture. He says, silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. What a powerful display. Look at this man was looking for something. Now, how many of us know somebody right now that's looking for an answer in life, that's looking for something else, that's looking for more, that's looking for money, that's looking for satisfaction, that's looking for this, that's looking for that. There's people everywhere that are looking for something. Just like this man was looking for money. And then they told him, look, I don't have what you're looking for, but I have what you need. This world needs the power of God. There's people that are still lost, that are still hurting, that just haven't had a touch of the power of God yet. And I love this example so much because we can all relate to this. Where if you're like me, sometimes when I have that feeling of like, man, I want to tell somebody about Jesus right now. Or you just, you know, like God just quickens your spirit and sometimes it's like, whoa, what is that? And you want to like tell somebody Jesus loves them, or you want to just like ask somebody how they're doing, or you feel like that sense to minister to them. And then I feel like, well, I don't know. Well, maybe this. Or what if they don't like this? Or what if that? And what? And we start making all kinds of, look, Peter and John, it doesn't really matter what you're looking for. It doesn't matter what you think. Look, I have what you need. And this is how God's calling us to be. To where we don't have to have this and that and the other. Sometimes we could just look at our phones and look at Facebook, Instagram, all these social media things where people pretend to have so much. And people could live such a fake life that we could almost envy it at times. We could almost think, man, but I'm not like that and I'm not like this. And young people struggle with image because of what's fake on the internet that they're told they're supposed to look like. But all we need is the power of Jesus Christ. Where we can say to anybody in our family, we can say to anybody in our workplace, we can say to anybody that we run into, look, I might not have that, but I have what you need. And in the power and the name of Jesus Christ, you can be saved, you can be delivered. There's people who we need to reach, that we need to minister to. And we don't need to have material things. We don't need to have all the finances. We don't need to have all the education. We don't need to have all these other things that might be praised in a worldly standard and be praised in certain arenas. All we need is the power of God, and that is found in a man and a woman who has Jesus Christ living inside of them. Jesus wasn't there anymore at this point. Catch this with me this morning. Jesus was not with them in person, but he lived inside of them. And I want to let you know that if you would just accept Jesus into your heart, or if you already have, then we have access to that same power. And God desires to use your life to work miracles, to work signs, to work wonders. With your hands, God wants you to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. God wants you to be able to pray and things happen. God, we want you to be able to minister and see people come to know him. All we need is Jesus. It's just a powerful display of how powerful God really is. That he could just use ordinary men to not only just cause a lame man to walk who had never walked in his life, that he could use people like me and you to impact a world that needs him. I want the musicians to make their way. You know, my heart hurts, and there's a burden on my heart when I begin to think about even my own family that needs Jesus. When I begin to think about people around that just need him. You know, when I look at the rates of suicide in young people, that we're the most educated generation there has been, but we're the most depressed at the very same time. What does that tell you and I this morning? That there's a real lack of power in the lives of people today. That although on the outside it might look good, it might look okay, and you know, those pictures, those selfies look great, even though you don't realize it took like 20 shots to get that perfect angle. That on the inside, there's a lack of power. And this morning, my prayer is simply that we would be somebody who doesn't just want to find the power of God and use it for ourselves, but that wants to find that power of God through another level of prayer, through another level of praise, but then desires for that power to flow through our life for his people. Look, there's no limit to what God could do. And this morning, we all could use more of the power of God. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter whether it's personal or whether it's for somebody else. The power of God can change anything. And I love how we have so many examples throughout the scriptures. We could have read so many. But this last one, man, I believe, maybe it's just me, but maybe there's some here that could relate. Where sometimes I feel like, man, I know God could use my life. And in the past, I would struggle with, but man, can He really? Because I feel like I don't have what I need to give. But you look at Peter and John, and all they had was Jesus. All they really had was a genuine relationship with their Lord and Savior. I don't know what you're facing personally here this morning, but God wants to give you the power to overcome. And for all of us here, God wants to use us to display His power for somebody else. That jailer who needed Jesus, it was only because of the prayers and the praises of somebody who knew Jesus. The Bible even says that if we build His house, He'll build ours. We have to be careful, church, not to fall into the trap of today's society where it's just all about me. Where as long as I take care of mine, then I'm all right. No, that's not where the power is. That's where the power is limited. Then it's limited to ourselves. It's limited to what we can do. It's limited to what we know. It's limited to how far we've gone, where we've been. We're real this morning. That's not so powerful, no matter who we are. I would encourage you even later today, just go read the Gospels and see the power of God on full display through the lives of people who just gave others Jesus. Peter and John didn't know some special remedy. They didn't go to school on how to heal lame men. They just simply knew, okay, I've seen the power of God on display through this man named Jesus. I've seen Him heal the sick. I've seen Him open blind eyes. I've seen Him cast out evil spirits. I've seen Him do things that I've never seen anybody else do. So now I'm not going to try and do it like if I got power, I'm going to let Him flow through me and let His power do whatever He wants. Imagine God using you like that this morning. Imagine God beginning to use your life wherever you go to display His power to those in need. Look, we're only here because it's possible. Because the power of God saved a drug addict named Sonny. And he was just another man like you and me. I said, okay, I know this Jesus. And if He was powerful enough to save my life, I know He could do it for somebody else. With the potential of power in this room alone, right here, right now, there's no reason why we can't start to pack out this place every service. And not to praise ourselves or to say, look at what God's using me to do. No, but to say, look at the power of God touching lives. Look at the power of God healing people. Like you heard the young man testifying, what stood out to him the most was young people broken. There's something special about when you witness the power of God touching somebody's life. Some of us know what that's like, and you feel it stirring in you right now to get back to that, to reach somebody, to pray for somebody. To bring somebody to church, just let the power of God touch their life. And if you're here this morning and you don't know what that's like yet, thank God you are here this morning so you can begin to experience that. I want you to stand with me this morning. And even based on Paul and Silas's encounter there and the jailhouse, I want to take a moment before I open up these altars, and maybe there is somebody here. You need God to loosen the bands on your life. You need God to really do something special. You need God to do something powerful. You know you can't do it on your own. You know that it's beyond your own strength, beyond your own control, and you need God to loosen those first, because that did take place first. And I want to use that example very intentionally right now, that if we were to pray, we were to praise Him, then God will loosen those bands on our lives so we can help save somebody else. But if that's you this morning, And that needs to be that first step. You need God's power in your life. Look, it doesn't matter whether you think it's small or you think it's great. God's power is the same through it all. I want to make this first altar call that if you need God's power in your life in a personal way, or maybe it's within your household or your family, then I want to open up these altars and I want you to come and I want to pray with you. This is not to embarrass anybody. This is just between you and the Lord. Look, this is a time where His power can come in and take control of whatever it is, whether it be financial, whether it be with your family. Maybe there's loved ones that are in need of His power, but it's a personal thing. Maybe you just feel bound. Maybe you feel like, man, you're not in the right place right now. Let God's power free your life. Just lift your hands. If you came up to this altar, just lift your hands. And what we're going to do is you're going to surrender any power on your own. Just give that over to God. Surrender that strength that we try and live on our own. And now what I'm going to ask you to do, if you came up here right now, I'm going to pray with you as well, but Paul and Silas didn't break loose. Those bands weren't loose. Those chains weren't broken because their neighbor prayed for them. No, they began to pray. They began to praise God. So I want to challenge every person up here at this altar, even if you're in your seat, that in your own way, in your own words, in your own song unto Him, just take these next moments. They're just going to play on the keyboard. I don't want anyone to be led by the music. No, no, this is personal. And it takes us to pray. It takes us to praise Him. If you don't know what else to say, just say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm going to challenge everybody up here at this altar to open up your mouth and audibly begin to pray. Audibly begin to sing praises. However the Lord leads, we're going to take a moment. And you watch as you begin to feel a freedom. But you got to say it. You got to believe it. Say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, even if you've never prayed a day in your life, just say, in the name of Jesus. And you watch the power of God flow through your life right now. You watch as you begin to feel a freedom. You begin to feel a liberty. You begin to feel a loosening of those chains, a loosening of that addiction, a loosening of whatever it is that has you bound, that has you feeling that way. Just begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ministers, feel free to help me out this morning. Let's lay hands on them. But right now, make it personal. If you're here at this altar, lift up your own voice. Sing your own song unto the Lord. And you watch how His power comes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it, that's it. Don't stop. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're in your seat, you know how to pray. I'm going to ask you to join them in prayer and say, God, have your way in their life. Unleash your power in their life right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one strong enough. He's the only one that can turn things around. He's the only one that can work it out for His good. He's the only one that has the power to save, that has the power to deliver. He's the only one that knows your circumstance, that knows your situation, and He desires to free you this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, one more minute. Just keep talking to the Lord. Keep praising Him. Thank Him in advance. In the name of Jesus. 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 Right now, I'm going to ask that from the front to the back, even if you're in your seats, if you could just bow your head and close your eyes out of reverence for what God's doing right now. And if you're here at this altar, if God's touching you, if you feel His power flowing, just stay in that place with Him. But I want to pray for a specific group right now. Look, we're not here to just talk about God's power. We're here to unleash it as a church, as the body of Christ right now. It's not me. It's what we believe in. It's His Word. It's the power of God that lives in this place. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to pray for those of you that those chains, those bands that are holding you down, are due to some type of addiction. It doesn't matter what it is. If there's some type of addiction that's holding you down, that's keeping you chained in that place, in that cell, in that personal jail, then I want to pray for you right now that God would break those chains. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if that's you, any addiction whatsoever, it could be to something online, it could be to watching something, it could be a drug, it could be a drink, anything at all that you know is keeping you from experiencing the power of God. It has a certain power over your life right now. I want you to lift your hands as high as you can. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, if that's you, there's any type of addiction right now, anything at all that you know is stopping you, then I want you to lift your hands as high as you can. Keep them lifted. And we're going to pray with you. You might feel somebody come and pray for you right now. Just keep your hands lifted and just believe in faith that the power of God is able to deliver you. The power of God is able to break every chain, to loosen those bands on your life right now. Ministers, leaders, if you've been saved, if you've been delivered from some type of addiction, I'm going to ask you to look around right now. There's quite a few hands going up. And I'm going to ask you to help me pray. And we're going to pray for God's deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. If you have your hands lifted, keep them raised and just have faith to believe that God's power is going to hit your life right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.